Today I want to discuss the TCP slow start feature. And yes, it's a feature. It's not really, it is sometimes a problem, but it is not a bug or a problem that has been accidentally introduced. It was introduced on purpose. So if you're interested, stay tuned. What is going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and I discuss backend engineering in this channel, sometimes networking aspects of that kind of touches on the backend engineering and performance, like slow start. So if you're interested, check out the channel, subscribe, like this video, and let's just jump into it. And yeah, slow start. So TCP slow start have been introduced into the TCP protocol to solve a problem. And that problem is called congestion control, right? So we want to control how much packets and data we send from the client, which could be a browser, could be curl, could be a C# app, could be a Python app, or a server that is a web server, which is Apache, Node.js, Express, anything, right? And the more data you send, and the server might actually be able to receive this data. However, the intermediate network in the middle cannot handle this much data for one reason or another. Thus, the protocol, which is TCP, have this ability to control the congestion, right? So, and slow start starts with a smaller window of the maximum segment packet that you can send, the size, right? And start with a small size and it sends. And if we acknowledge it immediately, we start increasing and start sending that. And then we start increasing that window, that the packet we can send. And so we do that until we reach the maximum size the server can handle. And during this process, if anything, while we are increasing the window size, the packet size, right? What will happen is if any of those packets didn't acknowledged correctly, or we got double acknowledgement, or got something like that, we will the TCP protocol will back up, and then says, okay, oh, this looks like we increased too much, and in this case, we're gonna stop that. So slow start is this ability to, like, we're gonna start from small window size, and so slowly increase the window size, right? So what's the problem with this? What's the good thing about it? Good thing about it is, like, we kind of play with the network, say, okay, let's test the network. Let's taste the network, more like it. We'll taste it. So, okay, can you handle this? Oh, looks like you handle. Let's increase. And until you kind of reach a state where you're happy with the performance and there are no lost packet or there are no errors, right? But during this idea, it's like, this is not always the case, right? Maybe during the transmission, the errors might introduce as a result, the server get overwhelmed or the server is no longer acknowledging. So this, the client will start reducing that congestion window size until it reaches an comfortable window, right? So yeah, congestion control is a very interesting feature in the TCP stack, right? It's a feature. However, that slow start could cause some problems. And here's what. Because when I first initiate the TCP connection, three-way handshake, and then if you have a huge payload to send immediately after initiating the request, you're will feel the performance because of the slow start. Let's say you're uploading a file and that file is a 1 gig. And despite your server and you, both party actually accept large size, you have good bandwidth, you have a great big window sizes, so you both are capable. However, because of the slow start problem, you just established the TCP connection and you're about to send that huge file, which will be broken into smaller and smaller packets. Those packets will be very fine and very small in the beginning. because of the slow start, right? Because they was just like, okay, let's send just few bytes, and then it's few, and then few, and then as we go in the connection, we'll start. It's like warming up your car in the morning. That was back in the 90s. I don't think people warm their car anymore. Or if you have Tesla, you don't do that, right? But yeah, it's just like when you're warming the engine, you have something very similar. And that's the problem with the TCP slow start. If you both of parties actually know that you're good and you can handle that, I'm afraid that I don't think there's a way to around the slow start, TCP slow start problem, especially when you're sending huge amount of data. If you're sending small packets, that I don't think slow start will affect you much. Because if you're sending a GET request, well, if you're sending a GET request and those GET requests are so small, so tiny, then the request will make it anyway in the destination server, right? Because you're not gonna break up this GET request into smaller and smaller unless you're sending, I don't know, a huge URL, right? Or sending a POST request with a huge body, right? Then you might start feeling it. Again, this is only the beginning of the TCP startup, right? That's why people recommend warming up or so pre-warm the TCP connections, like especially at the proxies. If you have a proxy and those proxy have like an upstream servers, you need to kind of start the TCP connection and start sending garbage data just to warm up the client and the server. So some proxies do that actually. So they pre-warm these TCP connections so that whenever a fresh request comes in, we have those beautiful TCP connections running and we can just start sending the data so that we don't have this slow start problem with the TCP, right? Obviously that so the TCP handshake itself takes a little bit of time, and I'm going to talk about the fast open feature in TCP in another video and how you can speed up that. Just the handshake has nothing to do with the slow start, right? That's the fast open. Opening the handshake, and then the slow start will kick in, obviously. So that's why not only opening and closing connection is expensive as a backend engineer, if you're building, if you have proxies and you be aware of these timeouts, play with those timeouts as much as possible. If you're building an application, even talking to you, front-end engineers, right? If you're opening an HTTP connection, I mean, if you're in the browser, you don't have to worry about any of that, what I'm saying, right? The browser take care of opening and closing HTTP connection for us, which is awesome, right? However, if you're building your own Python application or your own, what is it called? Electron application. I think Electron still uses a browser, so it doesn't count. Yeah. If you're building your own C# application or Python application, you have to establish an HTTP connection. And when you establish that TCP connection, or the HTTP connection, which has a TCP connection, obviously, if it's HTTP 2 and below, right? That has a cost in it, right? Make sure you warm this connection. So if you have like a splash screen opening your application, start those TCP connections as much as possible. Leave them open, even if you're not using them yet, right? Open them, warm them up, right? And so that's where I recommend eager loading versus lazy loading of the TCP connection. Lazy loading the TCP connection is not a good idea because of those problems that we just extended. Because TCP, first, there is the three-way handshake, which can be avoided by the fast open. But again, the server has to support it. And then the slow start. Again, slow start only is a problem when you're sending a huge amount of data in the beginning of the request of the establishment of TCP connection, right? So yeah, I'm gonna make the video very short. I don't wanna make it longer than that. That's the idea of a slow start. It is a feature in the TCP. However, just pay attention to it. Know that it exists. Be aware of it as a backend engineer and also a front-end engineer. Be aware of these things, right? You don't have to do anything with it, but just having the fundamental knowledge of these low-level concepts gives you an edge as an engineer in order to tweak things. You can play with things like same thing with a serverless, right? The serverless has this huge problem today, which is the cold start, and TCP is one of it. So Amazon and Azure and Microsoft and Google, they're trying to solve this with a lot of neat engineering, very cool engineering tricks to solve these problems. So just keep this in mind. Slow start is a feature in the TCP stack. You cannot do much about it. We need it so we don't flood the network, the internet. Without it, the internet will just shut down, right? So we need this congestion control. Otherwise, we're going to lose packets. Otherwise, you will have performance issues. So we need to control this, right? So in the application, just be aware of the slow start feature property of the TCP. And then just think about it while you're designing, while you're architecting your application, while you're building your front-end applications for that reason. Obviously, you have to kind of measure that with the memory footprint. Having too many open TCP connection could be a bad idea. Then having HTTP2, which kind of multiplexes those requests into one TCP connection, is always a good idea. All right, guys. You guys see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. What should I discuss next? Right below in the comment section below. See you. Bye. Stay awesome.